Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, everyone, and good evening. And wow. What a night. I pray that we are broadcasting somewhere. We have no idea what happened to BBS Radio. They are gone. My beautiful husband just jumped up and we did a quick switch over to another camera to be here, but I have no idea, Sri, are we broadcasting?
I think so.
Okay, well, welcome. Welcome to Soul Mirrors. I'm really sorry about my background, guys. My husband literally tried to bring this in and get us together in record time, and let me go ahead and also open up the call board.
Line unmuted.
There it is, and I can tell that it looks like we are here with all of you, and forgive me, loves, I'm just going to try and make my green screen. Hey, there it is. I found something that could make that a whole lot better. I think I found a sweet spot. Yay! And so, namaste, everyone, and welcome. And I do want to share that I apologize for our bumpy start today. We have absolutely no idea what happened over at bbsradio.com, but here we are. And I'm laughing, and I know that you all are laughing with me because we're talking about miracles, and the fact that we are on the air at all right now is a miracle. Now, I do want to share with you that we only have one call board working this evening, and that is the 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Jump into the call board. I know Sri and I would be eager to share with you later. I can tell that we are over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. Hi, everybody. We love you so much. And of course, over at YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio, over at Oneness Talk Radio, where you can also chat, onenesstalkradio.com, and where the call board is, 517-208-1500. Wow, beautiful ones, welcome. Welcome. You know, this show has been really moving this week, and there's been lots of energies ever since we went post-up-level, and this is why Sri and I very quickly got this background back up for you, because we are really in the moment where the law of instantaneous manifestation has made itself revealed. We now know that not only are we aware of how we are commanding it, but we are aware of more than we have ever been aware of. That is the true up-level energy, is it not? When we are now aware of that, which is becoming so apparent. Now, through that energy, and through the call of the naked authenticity that Sri and I are really being called to call forward for all of us and for ourselves as well, as we get ready to dive into the fiery crucible of June. And June, this is just, you're going to see all the rest of this on Sunday. We are in our last week of a choice month. We are moving into a month of awareness. June is about the fiery crucible, the burning away, the calling in, the transformation, and the opening of the eye of the pyramid, the top, all of this beautiful crown energy. So as we have been here in this May experience, what has happened is that in the May experience, we have been receiving in, and in that gift, in that receptivity, in that blessing, we have been shown clearly the gateway beyond all that which seeks to stop us. And the only, I guess the word I want to use is the only challenge, so to speak, is that we must get outside of that which is causing us to shrink into it. And that even includes the law of attraction. And as I was preparing for this evening's show, and it was obvious that we needed to be creating miracles in real time, and that, of course, my beloved and amazing twin soul partner, Sri Ramka, needed to be here with us this evening, it was Archangel Zadkiel who was really, and especially after last night's Lessons of Light, oh my gosh, for all of you that were with us last night, wow, still basking in Lesson 12 and that culmination energy of the Sacred Union in harmony with this moment on the planet right now. And so as the masters have been talking and as the angels have been guiding, as the divine directors are here sharing, we are at a moment where the essence of being able to harness the alchemical principles of miracle energy are yours to claim. And they cannot be claimed in dimensions that exist with fear and doubt and anger and jealousy and greed and competition and all of the other illusions. And this is why this evening, Sri and I got very clear that it was a moment to demonstrate some miracles for you, to share some things with you. And I want to begin by sharing a discernment that each of you is already discerning, a discernment that I'm sure is already there inside the depth of you. And that is the power and gift of the law of attraction as an entree to your enlightened presence and the actual application and experience of the law of instantaneous manifestation. So I want you to really breathe that in, because I printed out the law of manifestation. I am unable to offer you any slides this evening because, again, the fact that we are broadcasting is a miracle, and we're so glad to be here. But I did print out the law of divine manifestation. The law of instantaneous manifestation. It is divine. Hoping that you have read this. And if you have not yet read this ensoulment, please, with all my heart, go to sriankira.com. It's right on the homepage in the articles. Read it. And while you're there, also read The Flow of Timelessness. We have been having so much come in so fast that we have been just putting it up at the website as fast as we can. So I know that you're not even aware of how much is up there, because it just keeps coming up so fast right now. But what I wanted to call forward this evening, as we really look at and anchor within us the noticeable appreciation and the tangible gift of saying yes, the discernment of the law of attraction and the law of instantaneous manifestation. And it brings us right here to what I had put a little bit of this in the e-card, if you received our e-card this evening. But this is really where it's at. We are unconscious of its existence, meaning the planetary thought body. So let me just give you that quickie. The planetary thought body is the repository. This is all coming out of this ensoulment. The planetary thought body is the repository of all beliefs, thoughts, and actions of this co-created illusionary experience. Unconscious of its existence until the moment of the reawakening of your divine nature, the responsibility to love the planetary thought body has been greatly ignored. And this is a very crucible piece that's hiding kind of inside this law of instantaneous manifestation, because it's showing us and it's also demonstrating that the power of miracles is in your hands. And, you know, I think about all the years ago when Archangel Zadkiel first taught the miracle manifestation technique, and that Sri and I have been sharing this miracle energy and working with it the entire time that we have been together. And that I remember so dearly, and I want to share a story with you, just a short story right now. Some of you may already know, but I remember when early on Sri and I were living in Colorado in my home. You've seen our wedding video. That was my Colorado home. And we were living there. We got the call to go to New Mexico. And so we did. We went to New Mexico and we found Tosa Ranch. And Tosa Ranch was really quite a miracle that we found it at all. I mean, it sincerely was. It was just a miracle. It was one of those things where we literally found the driveway and found our way there. Well, what happened was, through all of the negotiations to purchase Tosa Ranch at the time, Shree and I had everything on our van. You know, the big moving trailer came. All of our stuff is gone. House is gone. Dogs are in the car with us. We're driving to New Mexico. We arrive a day early before the closing to be told that we had no sale, that it was gone, that Tosa Ranch was gone. And I will never forget this, because Shree and I, we did not panic. We knew we belonged there. We did not freak out, but we really were looking for the greater wisdom as to what was happening. And so it took an enormous amount of energy to be able to convince the owner to let us even go on the land. We're like, you know, what do you mean you're pulling this deal? I mean, it was just incredible. And so I went ahead and sent this energy, this message up to Archangel Zadkiel. And Archangel Zadkiel came through. Shree and I said, okay, at this moment, it's in the hands of the archangels. Imagine that everything you own is sitting in a storage van, right? In a tractor trailer. They're telling you they're going to start charging you $800 a day. You're driving down with what's left of your life, moving into Tosa Ranch, knowing that this is part of this amazing experience that's coming forward. And as it does, it's all pulled away. And so when Archangel Zadkiel came through, he said to go to the ranch. He told us that he would show us where we would be able to plant some raw turquoise with our sincere intention. And Shree and I had a miracle afternoon where we found raw turquoise, where we were able to bring it to the ranch, where we were able to do everything Archangel Zadkiel said, and then we walked away. And the very next day, I mean the very next day, we were able to get a new mortgage put together. The deal came back together. And that was the first time that I think we both really witnessed the law of instantaneous manifestation, that Tosa Ranch was meant to be, that that was how this experience was to come forward. And forgive me, I feel like there's been a lot of interference energy around me this evening. So forgive me if I'm not as succinct as I would like to be. I'm hoping you're getting the sense of what's going on. There's been a lot of energy this week. And this is why we wanted to take a moment, and why I wanted to share with you about how even having Tosa Ranch was a miracle. And it was interesting that every place Shree and I have had to live, where we have been called, where it had, and when I say have had to live, the blessing of where we have had to live, every place we have lived was anchoring a different energy and has been part of our service and our mission and our journey. And similarly, with Tosa Ranch, we had a very similar experience happen with Tosa La Laguna, a very similar experience happen with Terra Nostra, and a very similar experience happen here. Every single time, right when everything was supposed to come together, something would pull it apart. And every time we have had to stand in our divine trust of the universe, not looking at a want, not looking at a need, looking at the universe and saying, show me why this is happening so that we may work through this. We may grow together. And what we have learned is that I remember years and years ago, and I think a lot of you have probably grown through this as well. I remember making my vision board. Remember, we all used to make those big vision boards. And I remember at that point, I had a Jaguar on it and I had the car and I had a lot of other, you know, very material things. This was back when I was in the business world. And every one of those things came through. I was extremely successful in the business world, ridiculously successful. And it was really all about the law of attraction. There, I never let failure enter my mind. I was always going to be successful. And what was propelling me at that point was literally the fact that I had no money, a newborn baby in my arms who needed special formula, who had been premature.
I sold every possession I had to put food on the table and was down to literally my budget was, I was living in Arizona at the time, I would buy a 5-pound sack of rice and a dozen eggs, and that was my food for the week. And so that was my motivator, was that I was not going to let my child get be hungry, and I was not going to, I was like, this is not who I am. This is not my life. And what I will share with you is that the law of attraction is so strong and hears us so clearly that 1 year later, I had made my first 7 figures. And that was in, I was 27 years old. And I was really aware of what happens when we are at that moment of choice. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is that that was very much law of attraction. In that moment, I didn't see any divine energy. I was so far into a moment of, it was all about make money, take care of my baby, get out of this hole. And I did. And I did very, very quickly. And what I didn't have, though, was the component of the divine. And a lot of you know this, I lost it all. I became incredibly wealthy. I did own the largest woman-owned insurance agency in the country. I owned multiple homes. I had 5 cars. I was as filled with material BS as anybody out there. Until one morning, cancer woke me up and said, guess what? You're going to die. And that's what happened. At 29, I got that wake-up call. I will never forget that my daughter was now 2 years old and was calling the nanny mommy. And I was home maybe 4 days a month, traveling constantly. And all because it was about that material law of attraction. And I really was the law of attraction. I was on Good Morning America. I was on running around the country teaching women business owners how to be successful and on all these different TV shows and doing all these things. But I was dying. I was literally dying inside. And it was Christmas Eve day when I came home off that airplane because I wanted to be there for my daughter for Christmas at some point. And I don't remember much after getting off the plane because I woke up in a hospital to a doctor who told me that not only did I have cancer, but that there was no way I was going to make it through. And that's when that near-death experience came in. And I'm sharing all this with you because everything that I received through the law of attraction when I was very much focused in my density was extremely wonderful and very satisfying and gave all of that energy to density, but it was hollow and it wasn't permanent because there was nothing binding it together of the divine nature. That was the Kira who went, well, that was the Shakira who went through 4 husbands during that time as well. Very abundant at attracting husbands, but not very abundant at understanding what true marriage is. And so I'm sharing this with you because in your own life right now, if you've ever gone through a cycle, if you've ever wondered why you keep having the same thing happen over and over again, what I can share with you is that the minute Sri and I said yes, and I'm really taking you to that next moment after our marriage vows that you've all seen over the past week, when we went to Tosa Ranch and had that rug pulled from under us, we had only been together a few months and we were entering into all this, and it was all because the archangelic realm had come forward and the energy was there, and we were just like, yes, it is the reason we are here. Well, here's the next miracle that I want to show you in form, and then I'm going to bring my beautiful husband in as well. And I want to share this story. So we had just moved in to Tosa Ranch after the miracle had happened, and it was really quite a miracle. And the law of instantaneous manifestation transformed something that could have been, if had we gone into all of the panic and fear and not trusted, it could have been a really amazing experience. Instead, we wound up moving into Tosa Ranch and living there quite a long time. Sri and I had been living there maybe 2 months, 3 months. And we lived in outside of Tijeras in the beautiful mountain area there. We were at 7,200 feet, almost at the same altitude we are here in the Andes Mountains. And Albuquerque was our resource town. We were halfway between Albuquerque and Santa Fe, but it was easier to get to Albuquerque. And so we would go to Albuquerque for resources. And Sri and I had gone to Albuquerque shopping. And we came home, unlocked the door, walked in. And for those of you that were at Tosa Ranch, you know, it was an original adobe, hand-built, very old home. So very low ceilings, you know, the big wood vigas and the adobe brick. So when you walk in, there was a little fireplace right there when you first walked in the door on the right. And we had a coffee table there with a couple of chairs for people when we would do our potlucks and things. People used to like to gather there. And I opened up the door. Sri was right with me. And this book, which was not falling apart like you see it now, and I'm going to show you the cover because this is the book. This book with the stain here, was sitting there. And I looked at Sri, and he looked at me, and I said, "Did you buy this book?" And he was like, "No." "Did you?" And I was like, "No." And this book, when we went over to touch it, I immediately felt Saint Germain come through. And as my hand went on it, his hand went on mine, Sri's hand went on top of mine. And all I heard was, "You are now the keeper. And until the next keeper appears, this will remain in form." And this is why Sri and I are sharing this with you this evening, because you can see, and I'm going to show you a lot more in a moment, it's starting to disintegrate. It used to have the spine here, and it is literally disintegrating. We do keep it in a sealed bag when we're not, and when people come here, we let them, be with it. So here's what's even more amazing about this book, and I'm going to be very careful when I open it because it really is falling apart, is that it has all these beautiful old notes in it. It's obviously had a lot of keepers. And so we have added our own to it. And what's so beautiful is that the only other books that Godfrey Ray King had out at the time was the Unveiled Series Volume 1, Unveiled Mysteries Volume 1, The Magic Presence Volume 2, and the I Am Adorations and Affirmations. And then it got even better. And for those of you that have studied the I Am books and know them, I have a note from Godfrey Ray King in his handwriting. Right there. Can you even believe that? And so I felt it was as if Godfrey Ray King himself was speaking to Sri and I. And so here is what this note from this handwritten note from Godfrey Ray King, who, as all of you may know, was the channel of the I Am Discourses. "The full form of your mighty I Am presence fill your world with all happiness, perfection, and limitless supply of all good things, now, forever, sustained. Godfrey Ray King." And so I wanted to share this blessing with you because this book literally is a miracle. It is a tangible miracle. A couple other things I want to show you very quickly here is the original plate. This is the original color plate that is still in here of the Magic Presence. There it is. This is the original, guys. These aren't copies. These are the originals. And for those of you that are familiar with the portal pendants, looks kind of familiar, doesn't it? Yeah. And so I want to invite my beautiful husband in now because this book was copyrighted in 1936. And here it is by the Saint Germain Press. And when it comes to expanding miracles, when it comes to being a living miracle, when it comes to everything you would ever want to know about manifesting a miracle, well, then in my world, there's only one person that we need to introduce, and that's my personal miracle, my beloved husband, Sri Ram Ka. Hey, welcome, Sri Ram Ka. Welcome. Thank you for being here. It's chilly here tonight. You know, yeah. It's our winter. That's why I have on my turtleneck, and my beloved's wearing his beautiful scarves from India because it is that moment.
It is.
And so, Sri, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to share. We would sit and read this book to each other. We have read this book to each other so many times. We have pulled out so many pieces of it. We have had parts of it that have just been downloaded into us. But it came to us so early in our journey and right after the first really, I think the strongest, other than I think our meeting was the law of instantaneous manifestation. I really guess I shouldn't discount that. Sri and I met and were married 3 months later. But I do feel that the Tosa Ranch turnaround was definitely a moment of demonstration of that.
Absolutely. You know, there's lots of nuances to unravel here to really help people. But the one thing that I want to kind of underscore right now is the complete trust in the universe.
Yes.
You know, many people are very conditional with their faith, and faith itself is a rather ephemeral thing. When we can evolve faith into trust, we have a bedrock of spiritual beingness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we were leaving Colorado and going to New Mexico and arrived there and go, what? You know, the approved mortgage, everything was in escrow, the money was there. It was like, what happened? And I do remember, I want to share this little tidbit, and then we'll get to the book. As I kind of ramp in with you.
Thank you.
When we were at that moment of, are we going to lose the property or are we going?
And are we going to have to start paying $800 a day? And what do we do with all of our furniture?
What Zadkiel asked us to do was to take a lock of our hair, each of us, together with some raw turquoise from the area, and to put it in the earth at one of the sacred portals on the land. The land had a couple of vortexes.
This was the crystalline vortex, for those of you that were there, the very central where we were birthing that new crystal.
Yeah. And so we had to be persuasive to the owner. The owner said, you know, my realtor says you're not to go on the land. The doors are locked. The deal's over. And I said, just give us an hour. And so they acquiesced.
And we said, we won't go in the house. We just want to walk the land.
And so we went. We did our offering. We basically gave it up to God. Standing in our union, standing in our clear intention, placing the objects on the earth, and then letting it go.
I will say, there was another miracle in that. In that, you know, it was like, where are we going to find three pieces of raw turquoise? Which is what Zadkiel said. It was basically the land needed a healing. The land was really, really damaged, and we didn't know how bad.
Yeah.
And we went into this on the way down from where we were staying in this little B&B to where we were living. There was this little rock shop, and we walked in, and the guy just really was one of those guys that just wants to make a lot of money. And, you know, we kept saying, no, we just need a couple pieces of raw turquoise. They don't have to be anything big, just a little bit. And we were in there for like 30, 40 minutes with this man.
And then he finally said, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
He wanted to sell us jewelry.
And we
said,
like,
we just
no.
want the raw.
Right. And so we said to him, well, here's what's happening. And this man, who was really not much better than a pawn shop dealer as far as consciousness level, it was really, really about money. He said, come here. And he brought us to the back of the shop. You remember this?
Yep.
And he opened up this drawer and he grabbed a handful and he put it out in front of me and went, will these do? And I picked three and I said, absolutely. How much do we owe you? He said, you know what? I just want you to take it. And so I thought that was the first miracle,
his
heart opened and that it was go find these three pieces of raw turquoise. In some respect for me, I feel like the reason Zadkiel asked us to do that was to offer that energy to him because his heart changed in that 30 minutes. And we walked out of there with those three pieces of raw turquoise that were then given and then given again. So I do feel that there was a lot of instantaneous manifestation because we were saying yes. Yeah.
And so, it's one miracle after another. And actually, the more that we dedicate our lives to the service of our soul's mission, the more that the miracle presence becomes so ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean ordinary in the boring way. I mean ordinary in the, of course there's miracles.
Of course there's
of
miracles.
Of course things are going to work
and
out.
And there's going to be some tonight. Now remember, you know, stay with us because we are going to be culminating the show by bringing you into the miracle manifestation energy and way of doing that process. We're going to actually do it with you. So that's why we wanted to be talking and demonstrating real miracles. And you're holding one in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. So this amazing book.
Careful. Which is really falling apart.
The I Am
Discourses
opened up a recognition that of a deeper level of truth that was outside of what we were operating with.
Absolutely. And it was really something that at first we thought, wow, but because of Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel, this became our, we would every night, this became our evening activity. We would read one discourse per night, and it was really quite extraordinary. And we've done that more than once.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at a few of these pages because every page has a reminder that when we invoke the I Am, what we are saying is that I am the resurrection. I am the life of my business, my understanding, or wherever I wish to focus my attention upon. That the I Am presence is God in action.
And this was just a random quote that Sri just grabbed. And the gift is that when we say yes to ourselves, miracles appear. And it was through our connection with this book that Archangel Zadkiel very shortly thereafter offered us the miracle manifestation process. And so we are going to bring you through that. And as I mentioned in the e-card earlier, and Sri, I want us to share just a little bit about this. And it was really in this discourse that's just come out, the Law of Instantaneous Manifestation, is that when we call forward a miracle, because we're going to invite you to get really clear on a miracle that you want to call forward for yourself tonight.
Yes.
A miracle is something that you have to be ready to receive, something that you are open to receiving, and something that you are willing to receive. And miracles manifest through the magic formula of sincerity plus love plus presence. And then when we can quantify the energy, which we're going to teach you how to do this evening, and Sri and I are going to sit here and offer each other, we're going to show you how to offer energy to each other so that if you are at home or you have a partner or if you have others around you, we are going to teach you on the show how to not only offer this energy to yourself, but how if you're working with someone else. And I will share with you, and Sri, I think you and I always, every time we do this in any of our workshop events, when we get to this moment, the tears, the miracles, the ahas. And so we really want to share this process with you this evening because this final week in May is a moment to really claim that miracle presence. And to remember, and let's see if I can remember where it is. I think it might be right in, here it is, divine love. Divine love is how you transform the law of attraction into the law of instantaneous manifestation. And that's the difference. It's that divine love. It's that lifting outside of density and coming in at it from that compassionate anchored self of the fifth dimension. And so we're going to be in this energy with you. We're bringing you into this fifth dimensional space. That's why we wanted to have this background again this evening, because this is the up level energy of June. Remember, June is going to be all about the fifth dimension. You want to be with us Sunday, because that's when we're going to be doing all the big June productions this coming, our predictions this June. This June is Monday. Wow. Can you guys tell we are close to a Mercury retrograde or what? I mean, I can, because this one
well,
is
Well, you're talking
massive.
About calendar. Tomorrow we've got the Twin Soul event.
Well,
so
you
don't
read my
miss.
Mind.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
So, you know, hello. If you, you know, tomorrow, please, please, please join us for Twin Flame, Twin Soul. Guys, I know that some of you are not going to be happy to hear what we have to share, but what I can tell you is it's the freaking truth. And if you give yourself the gift of opening your mind and really expanding and saying yes, those 2 hours tomorrow night are going to skyrocket your experience, because this energy exists within everyone and it is often misunderstood. And we are offering you this energy as a gift from the ascended realms and from people that have lived it steadily for 18 years going on infinite. And so we really, really invite you to join us, because remember, it all begins with yourself, doesn't it? And you know, Sri, speaking of beginning with ourself, we have all these people that have been holding. We have such a huge full call board. And again, tonight, I apologize, guys. We only have one call board this evening. It is the 517-208-1500. So Sri, I'm going to go right up here. We're going to go to an anonymous unknown caller that's been sitting here for a while. So namaste, anonymous unknown caller. Welcome.
Well, thank you and good evening.
Good evening.
And I'm right there with you on tonight's teaching. I feel I'm definitely resonating very much with the energies we're currently in. So I'd be very open to any kind of a mini soul reading.
Thank you. Thank you for that blessing. Well, you know, the first thing I want to share is that as I'm connecting with you, I'm getting a lot of heat. And it's coming right through here. It's like that sixth chakra area. And it's like a band of heat. And it's going all the way around the sixth chakra. And the message that I'm receiving through this is that everything around you right now is either showing itself or it's kind of like hiding backwards, meaning that you're seeing what you want to see, but right behind it, there's more. There's a lot more. And as I'm sharing that with you, I'm feeling the heat become very tingly, almost like I would be breaking into a rash around this area. And it's like everything is releasing. Your heart is pounding. And I'm feeling this energy of, and this is exactly what this moment in May is about. It's about the high heart becoming this beautiful fountain of light. And as I'm losing my breath, because, wow, honey, it's high heart, throat, third eye. But it's going third eye, high heart, throat. It's like a bounce that's happening, the energy. And what they're saying is bring your hands to your third chakra right now. Close your eyes. Relax. And remember, in this moment, you are being ignited with an energy that is assisting your third chakra to relax, your heart to anchor, your throat to breathe more fully, and your eyes to see that which has been waiting to be revealed. And so it is. Thank you, my love, for opening us up with that this evening. I'm very honored.
Well, thank you. And yes, it certainly feels right on the mark there. But I'll continue to sit with the energy. Thank you.
Oh, and much take love. A breath. Yeah, and much love. And all of you, everyone, you know, this is, I really enjoy the caller, Sri, because of this energy. And this is right on the mark for what's happening right now in May. Remember that what's happening right now is that May was what? It was a unique month in this two-year up level where the energy is pouring in, where it's coming in from the top, where it was about receiving and anchoring at the high heart so that our lower chakras could stabilize in that peace, love, and joy foundation to support the expansion. Remember, fiery June ahead. We're really close. All right, Sri, should we say hi to somebody else?
Sure,
and then
take a peek there.
Let me look at the time. Yeah, we have plenty of time here. And remember, guys, you want to be thinking about your miracles. We are going to teach and move you through the miracle manifestation process. But what's on your mind, guys? Do you have a question for us? Hey, Chama, New Mexico. Nope, they just hung up. Okay, Chama, try calling back. We were just going there. How about California, Sri? We're going right out to California. Looks like maybe to Joe in California. Namaste.
Hi, thanks for me. It's Sophia here.
That's you, sweetheart. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, namaste. Thank you so much for taking the call. I am just wanting to know why I feel so stuck. It has been so many years I'm trying to move into a direction, but I'm not really making the progress. So what you can share with me?
Oh, Angel, first of all, breathe. Really breathe. As I'm connecting with you, I'm literally losing my breath and I have tears in my eyes. And this beautiful, I mean, these amazing, amazing beings that are around you. I mean, there are so many. And these beautiful, they're like all of these. I feel like I'm in one of those beautiful golden temples where there's like all these golden Buddhas and every single variety. And as I'm sharing that with you, they're like tickling your crown chakra. And the reason I have the tears is they're saying, our most revered master, we are here before you now, for indeed it is the moment for you to bring your gaze up, open your eyes, and claim that which you are. Breathe in the breath of the divine life and remember deep within all is already circulating. You have done more than you have acknowledged, and you are aware of more than you say yes to. We are here to remind you, you know, and you are ready, and we have been speaking, and you do hear us. And so it is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. You are golden. Gold, 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 gold. You are so beautiful. Put a little gold Buddha by your bed. I love you, honey. Namaste. Wow, wow, my heart. Oh, Sri, my heart. I'm just like, wow. All right. Well, hey, guys, share with us what's going on. What are your questions? What are your requests? Where is that Arkansas, Sri? A-R?
Well, let's find out.
Let's try it. Hey,
welcome,
namaste. A-R-U-S. Namaste. Hi.
Greetings, Sri and Kira. Thank you. I love and appreciate you so much.
Oh, and you, my love.
I just wish divine healing for you both. I know you don't need that for me, but I love you and I just sent you light. And if I might be able to get a mini soul reading.
Oh, honey, it is my honor. Wow. Your smile. I can't stop smiling. You have the most beautiful smile. And I'm just so honored to meet you. I really am. And they've got you and I. We're in this beautiful field right now. And you have these beautiful flowers on around your head. And I'm just kind of sitting here in the grass going, hey, have fun. Have fun. And all of these beautiful beings, there's like all these children that are playing out here and you have all these flowers and you're looking at me and you're saying, what should I do? What should I do? And honey, the universe is looking at you and saying, do what you love and remember how beautiful you are because the world is ready. And you are ready for the world. You have waited a long time for the moment that's in front of you right now. And this is go time. Don't be afraid. Say yes to you. Thank you for bringing us that beauty. I'm just loving being in this field with you. You are so beautiful. Thank you for this gift. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. And enjoy the challenge, Sam. I hope you guys get it. June, I know that the COVID-19, I had sent it to Sue with some turkey tail mushroom I forage.
Thank you.
Great. I'm going to send you more as soon as I can.
Well, thank you, honey. And we're breaking up just a little bit, but I heard most of that. And yay! And we look forward to receiving the blessing of your divine gifts. Thank you. Thank you for that blessing. And Sri, I'm thinking that we should, let's take one more caller and then let's move into the miracle manifestation. So remember, guys, you want to be thinking about your miracles. And every one of these callers is setting up an energy. I'm noticing the way that the energy is flowing tonight. And so, Sri, where are we going? Hey, let's go to North Dade, Florida. There we are. Hi, North Dade, Florida. Namaste. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We are loving being with you.
Yes, with so much love and presence, I felt the connection coming through.
Thank you.
And I wanted to, express my thanks and gratitude. I followed the best I could through the 12 lessons of light.
Thank you.
I received throughout it such brilliance and understanding. So thank you, my love, for being there.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm in a state where I have a decision to make. I know deep down that I'm going to make it. And it's bringing up and resurfacing different things for me.
I see.
So
it.
From you, I ask simply for a reading.
Oh, I am so honored. You know, first of all, I know Sri's feeling it too. What a master you are. Wow. I literally have chills connecting with your energy field. And I feel your decision and my arms and my heart are right around you. And you have the courage and the strength to do this. And, you know, it's funny. All these beautiful beings around you are saying, look, you've already made the decision. Now go beyond it. See everything around it and harness the resources that are before you that will support the next evolution. You are at a moment right now where to say blast off is an understatement. And so thank you, my love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this. We're going to mute your line just because we're getting a lot of feedback, but wow, give yourself the gift of knowing that you are ready. because the universe is not just asking, it's like banging on your shoulder right now. And so thank you for bringing us all to this moment as we move into miracle manifestation together. We are so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. So often what we are called to do is may not be what our mind first thought we ought to be doing.
And
it really does involve relaxing inward and relaxing into your heart, because between the love and the wisdom, the healthiest solution, the healthiest choices are always revealed.
They always are. And so thank you for making the healthy choice to be here. And we are going to begin working with the miracle manifestation energy right now. And I want to remind you one more time, because as we move into this, and I'm looking at the way that the show is wrapping up, we're going to be really diving into this energy. We're going to walk you through the process. We're going to show you how to not only receive it yourself, how to gift it to another. And please gift yourself and join us tomorrow night. The information that we are sharing about twin flame, twin soul, the activation, the energy of the law of instantaneous manifestation, the resolution, and the true knowing. This is why my beloved husband is with us here this evening as well. Consciousness is healing, period. Consciousness is the healer. Consciousness is the awakener. Consciousness is the illuminator. Consciousness is as I am. And, you know, this is, we are holding tangible living proof of a miracle. And we're also watching it disintegrate as we were told it would. And so what we know is that in this moment, you are ready, or you would not be here right now. And so let's begin first. We want to talk about what is the miracle manifestation technique. So you want to share a little bit more about that, Sri?
Yeah, absolutely. The miracle manifestation technique was brought through by Archangel Zadkiel, and it's part of the Living in the Fifth Dimension series that we're going We're going to be unpacking starting in a couple of weeks.
So we're going to be teaching this step by step by step starting June 8th. Join us for our Monday Magic.
But one of the things that it just rings in my mind, as vibrant as the day Zadkiel offered this recognition, the voice came forward, "Holy schmoly, there's miracles in these hands."
That's right. I forgot about that. The one thing you'll learn about Zadkiel, especially if you join us for Living in the Fifth Dimension, Zadkiel loves to laugh. Yeah, and it was, "Holy schmoly, there are miracles in these hands." That's right.
And that was an ignition of lightheartedness, of positive energy to say, "Well, okay, why not have a miracle in these hands?"
Right?
And then the process was unveiled.
And so this all came through in an installment, and the energy has only gained greater expansion over the years. There were lots of hidden keys that Sri and I have been very honored to unlock. And so the first thing that it begins with, and this is what we've been hinting with in our e-cards, the first thing that it begins with is your sacred intention for the miracle. Mm-hmm. And this goes beyond, "I want to manifest a car." What we are talking about this evening is applying the miracle manifestation energy into the law of instantaneous manifestation, which means that we have let go of the wants, and what we are looking for in our miracle is that supportive unfoldment that will clearly lead us forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this moment, and remember that sincerity is the foundation of miracles. So in this moment, you may want to be really just, okay, let me bring my energy into my heart. Let me start really focusing. Because when we go into the miracle manifestation technique, that is the gift. The first gift is the clarity of the miracle. And to really get clean with the miracle, are you ready to receive this miracle? Or would receiving this miracle mean that so many other things would change in your life that you're not being clear with the universe? You're not ready to receive it. So that's the first thing you have to get really clear on. Am I ready to receive this? Am I ready to receive this? And then, am I open to receiving it? Not only am I ready, am I open?
Am I open now?
Yes. Yes, yeah.
And so the hand on the heart is a gateway to your truth detector. Rather than being caught in the mental spin saying whatever I'm focused on is going to be a solution to the problem, how about we anchor in love?
Yeah.
And from the place of love, we allow our inner spirit, our inner intuition to reveal to us what would expand love, what would help. Period. Whatever that would be. Maybe it's help for you and your family. Maybe it's help for the greater family.
What would support that?
But be clear that this is an expansion of love and service, and of course you will benefit.
Absolutely. And so as you are calling that forward, then the next thing is, are you ready? Are you open? And are you willing? Because sometimes receiving the miracle will mean there's other work to do. Remember that we are always in motion. We are active, and that, as you just mentioned, and as was in this law of instantaneous manifestation, it is divine love that ignites the law of instantaneous manifestation. That's one of the greatest differences between the law of attraction and the law of instantaneous manifestation. The law of instantaneous manifestation is coming from outside the rules of density. Thereby, there are limitless ways to fold and bend time and create instantaneously, and we have literally, including a manifestation that has been with us the entire time we have been together. And so as we come together, we pay attention to that miracle. Now, the next thing is aligning the physical body. The physical body needs to be able to trust the energy coming in. This is why those of you that were with us for the Lessons of Light last night, lesson 12, that culminating lesson about the sacred union, this is going to really hit on a lot of aha levels, right? And so the first thing that we do is as we come together and offer our body reassurance, it begins by bringing our hands into prayer position. And one of the things that I do, and I'm going to turn to the side so I can demonstrate it, is I like to take my thumbs and touch my high heart. So you see that? So, and Shree's doing it too. You just can't see it right now because he's, there you go, see? So I really like having the thumbs touching the high heart because it's an activator. And it is. And what's happening in this moment is that when the hands are in prayer position and the thumbs are on the high heart, the head naturally comes into reverence, and all this is the holding of the miracle, the holding of the miracle. And so you call it up, really feel it, really see it, notice it. And then if you are with another, after you've called it up really big, then the two of you give each other the miracles. In other words, I would share my miracle with Shree. He would share his miracle with me. And from that moment on, I've let go.
You let your partner carry your miracle. Let it go.
Let it go. You've now given it to the universe. That's part of demonstrating the lack of attachment and the trust in the universe. And so if you're doing this with a partner, it's the same thing, the same opening, and you'll feel the flow because as you're really calling in the miracle energy, you're feeling the flow. You're feeling the flow, and again, with the hands. And so in this moment, I would share my miracle to Shree. He would share his miracle to me. If I am doing this with just myself, then I would give it to God right now. Just give it to God and just float. Just give it. Get it. Just give it to God. And just, you know, and that's the God self within, the universe, the creator. Just let it go. And just, you know, beloved universe, thank you. Here it is. Then we begin the actual amplification energy. So the amplification energy, this whole time we've had our hands like this. And I also keep my hands. So if I was sharing my miracle with Shree and he was sharing his miracle with me, I would keep my hands on my energy center. So you want to make sure of that as well. Then what happens is, you move your hands out from the touching, move them out, and right up here on your forehead, okay? So starting right up here at the, like where the part is, where the hairline is, mm-hmm. coming down to these two points, right? The same two points where the cosmic meridians, right? Those eyebrow points, and coming straight across, this is a high aspect ratio pyramid, like the Avesa pyramids. As you bring this up, you begin to call in all of the energy of that, all of your creation energy, everything, you ignite this pyramid through the Ave Sa breath. So just as Sri is doing it, you see that? So you want to be breathing up the Ave through the nose, illuminating the pyramid. And every time you exhale, the Sa, a smile. Ave Sa. Ave Sa. That's the heartbeat, right? The Ave Sa, the heartbeat of the eternal. And then what happens is you're going to bring your hands up so that you see where Sri and I have them. And you want to start rubbing them together. And as you rub them together, you want to start pumping that miracle into your hands. So just start, and I focus very, very clearly right in this area, right
in
here.
Between the thumbs.
Right. And so I just keep my eyes there, and we're building up, and we're building up, and we're building
rubbing,
up.
Rubbing,
and you're building, and you're feeling the energy moving, and you're rubbing, you're
Stay
rubbing.
Stay focused on what you're calling in.
And just keep really being there with this miracle. If you're doing this for another person, you are right now sending their miracle in. If you're doing it for yourself, thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And so we are just constantly building the energy, and you will feel the energy building. You will feel the energy building, and you'll feel this pyramid, and you're going to notice your hands are going to really be filled with energy. Now, Sri and I are going to be as if we were doing this together. So as we would then, we would be focusing on each other, and we would be building our energy, gazing. And then when it feels complete, we would release that energy.
Place your hands on the shoulders of your partner and let the energy flow.
Receive. And I want to just put my hands up right now because they're really radiating, and I know Sri's are too. And so I just want to radiate this miracle energy toward all of you this evening. Feel your hands right now. Feel the energy. And now take that energy and bring it to any chakra, and feel and receive that energy. You can wash the energy. You can move energy. You can release energy. And the more that you do this, and in the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, which Sri and I are going to be teaching starting June 8th, join us, Monday Night Magic. You can come for free if you want to. The one thing is that Zadkiel mentions doing this every day. And Sri and I have worked this practice every day. And I can tell you that it will bring bona fide miracles into your life when it is called forward in that miracle formula of sincerity, love, and presence. And so I see that we are out of time. Let us just take in a deep breath. We're going to leave you with this miracle manifestation energy. We're going to be doing more of this tomorrow night. Twin flame, twin soul. Get there, be there. And at the very least, we would look forward to seeing you next Sunday at our Sunday service. We love you. You are the mirror of our soul.
Much love. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.